quarterback.
I've really got to find something else to say.
Damn it.
You should have did this before we...
Fuck, I should have.
What are you trying to do?
The table. What the about little side table.
Oh.
So you can sit the thing up on it.
Okay, we can do that.
I'll make it all this like in the morning.
Ooh. This one's lightweight. Right. Yeah. This. When you bought this?
Legit.
When did you...
I bought it from Ross one of them days.
Do you use it?
Miss Ross. No, because you don't have it on my laptop.
No, I miss Ross.
I think the first day I got it.
Yesterday I said, is Ross open? Talking about, don't play with me.
She rolled past damn Ross. Talking about, is this open? I said, don't play with me, Kim.
You was going to come all the way to Oakleaf?
If that was the only one that was open.
Sis. Ross said, they ain't got time to be trying to catch this virus for you.
Ross, Marshall's, HomeGoods, TJ Maxx, all pussy.
Shut up. You know what? And it's sad that you sit here feeling like this and you still talking this shit. That's so sad.
Walmart would never.
Walmart literally can't. That's when we get our groceries. What are you talking
Walmart
about?
Walmart talking would never.
That's why you don't get no Doritos. So today we have decided to do something a little different. Because we don't ever have anything to talk about. We're a terrible podcaster. Awful. So we're going to do a little would you rather. Ooh. Okay. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-grandchildren?
Great-grandchildren.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think they're going to be so cute.
That is kind of cute. Like, see all those people that came from you?
And see, that would be fun as well.
I don't know. I wouldn't know about...
I think because I have a child, I just want to see, like, I guess, legacy, I guess. Maybe that's why I'm saying that.
Oh, you're going to be somebody's granny.
I am.
At some point.
I'm going to be somebody's Gigi.
Ooh, wee. Me and I was just talking about that yesterday, talking about names of, like Grandma Monique. Like, you just
granny
don't know.
Would not call me that.
Granny Monique. It's just so funny because, you know, my granny's names are Emily and Mary and Betty.
We're going to have all kind of names.
I think I would want to go into the past.
So you want to talk to your slave grandparents?
All right.
That's what I mean. I'm asking.
I mean, yes, but jeez.
I got to say it like that. That's the truth. Kim want to talk to her slave.
I do. I want to see what things. I like talking to my granny. Like, girl, tell me what happened in the 60s. Please.
Girl, I don't feel like hearing that saltiness. I don't think I'll have that.
You're right, though, because we already know what happened back then. It's just going to be bad.
It's going
to
be bad.
Look to the future. You're right. You got a point. Would you rather have more money or have more time? More money.
Oh, shit. Money, please.
Period. Because, you know, the rise and grind Twitter would be like, you know, you got more money or you got more time, you got more opportunities to make the money. No, just give me the money.
Just give me the money.
Please. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button? Pause. I've literally always said I wanted to, like,
that's I think I would like to rewind.
Really?
Yeah. Because some things you want to live over again, and I think I would love to hit that rewind.
That's rewind. A good point.
So you can at least start it over or maybe do it differently, depending on, you know. I deep want to think into it, but I would like to rewind.
You know, I have my answer, and then hear your explanation makes me want to change my answer. Because I am a nostalgic kind of person. I do like thinking about old memories, and I would like to go back to stuff.
Go back to something.
But pausing, I guess pausing you could only do in the moment. But I literally always wanted to do that. Pause time. I'm going to go with pause. I'm going to stick with my greater self.
Give me an example of something you would want to pause. I'm not thinking that one all the way through.
Honestly, I've always wished I could pause time just so I could get more sleep.
Wow. Okay. So sleep.
And so that, you know, time won't move past me. I always wish I could just pause time, sleep for as long as I want, and then unpause it so that I'm still, you know, I didn't lose any time.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. Next question. Ooh. Would you rather be able to talk? I'm going to do that before every question. Would you rather be able to talk with animals or speak all foreign languages?
All foreign languages.
Definitely. I don't care what the dog down the street
is. Fuck out of everybody. Right. Fuck little Coco. I don't care that dog thing.
To speak every foreign language, you would be...
be unstoppable.
You would. There would be no barriers for you. Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
Lottery.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the lottery. Earth is not that great, and there's no need to live here any longer than I have to.
Give me the funds,
please. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Would you feel worse if no one showed up to your wedding or to your funeral?
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Funeral.
Really?
I ain't inviting that many people to my wedding anyway, so.
Wow.
But my funeral, bitch, damn, y'all don't like a bitch. Y'all don't love it. That's so rude.
I don't, because funerals are fucking sad. Like, if I invite you to my wedding and you don't come, I'm kind of be hurt by that. But funerals, like, I don't want to go to nobody's funeral. You're like, I'm not going to your funeral.
See, that would hurt my feelings more than you want to come to my funeral. It's the last time.
I don't want to see you like that. I want to keep you in my good memories. That's so hurtful. I don't want my last memory of you to be looking at you in a casket. That's garbage.
Close the casket.
Trash. No, I want to remember
say
you
your
on your me. Bed drinking a yellow Gatorade. I don't want to remember you at your funeral where everybody crying and shit about you being dead. No.
Damn, imagine nobody coming to your funeral.
Mourn me at home.
No, come on.
Spread
my
ashes to the sea and say a prayer.
Y'all come to my funeral.
And go on about your life. You're going to be dead. Who cares?
I'm going to be so hurt. I'm going to be shaking my head.
You're going to be dead.
Like everybody, fake. Fake. Fake.
Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Okay. Would you rather be without internet for a week or without your phone?
Ugh,
if you ain't got I'm your sorry. Internet, you ain't got no, ain't no reason to have a phone.
It's at all.
I'm going to go with my phone. I don't need this thing.
Oh, I'll go crazy.
Everybody don't call me, don't text me.
I go crazy without internet, too. Definitely my phone. I don't want to lose my phone, though.
I'm trying to think, like, if when you went without you really internet, what you going to do with your phone?
Exactly.
Like, I don't.
I was going to ask you, when was the last time you was really without your phone or didn't have a phone?
About 2016.
What happened in 2016?
My phone, I cracked it and then I dropped it in the toilet. And one day, and mind you, after those two things happened, the phone was fine. It wasn't until months later that it decided that it just wanted to die on me. I remember I woke up from a nap and I was pressing the button and nothing was happening. And I was like, what happened to my phone? So it died on me while I was sleeping. I was so hurt. And I didn't have the money. My contract wasn't up, so I wasn't due for an upgrade, and I didn't have the money to get a new phone, so I went probably a few months without a phone. I was, like, using my old-ass iPod Touch for, like, really nothing, because it was so old, it couldn't get none of the apps. Like, oh, it was awful.
Awful? Damn.
But a week is not bad, so I feel like I could go a week without my phone. Like, that's, like, a nice little break. I still want to watch YouTube videos.
So that means no, you can't take calls, text, you can't get on social media. What am I going to
do? You can get on social media. But think about it, though. You can get on social media on your computer.
Well, see, no. See, now we think it too. If we only had our phones to do social media and talk to people, what would we do without our phones for a whole week? What would we be doing?
Watch YouTube videos.
No.
I don't need a phone. Like, I honestly don't need it. I feel more connected
to
people.
No, I mean, if you can't use your computer or anything, though. You don't have a phone.
But why would I be able to use... The question does not
say that. We gotta make it harder.
No, the question does not say that, sweetie. It says phone or internet. And if you don't have internet, what are you doing with your phone anyway?
Kim is one of those people, she's on her computer more than she's on her phone. Me, I don't touch my computer. I'm always
on my phone. And whose fault is that?
So if I don't have my phone... Oh, God.
So you gonna pick your phone and not have internet? So you gonna use your data?
Yeah.
I guess, child. Trash. Give me the internet. That's the good part about the phone anyway. Girl, neither. This question say, would you rather meet George Washington or the current president? Both of them can go to hell. Would you rather lose your vision or your hearing?
Oh, no.
I would rather lose my hearing. But I like music, though.
I want to see.
I do want to see. Being blind doesn't sound fun.
I think, like, just imagine in the morning, for whatever reason, God forbid, you wake up and you can't fucking see.
I know.
Ooh! I would lose my mind more if I can't see versus if I can't hear shit.
I would be very concerned if I couldn't hear anything.
I would be concerned, but I wouldn't be as freaked out if I couldn't see. Oh, my God.
You learn sign language. Ooh, shit. I would rather lose my hearing.
Just have to lose my hearing.
Would you rather work more hours per day but fewer days per week or work fewer hours per day and more days? I don't want to work at all.
But give me the first option.
Yeah. More hours per day, fewer days a week.
Because what's that you always say, Kim? You'd rather work 4 days for 12? Was it 12 hours for 4 days?
First of all, no.
You say that? What you said?
It was 10 hours.
Oh, 10 12 hours.
12 hours can suck a dick. And they were saying, but honestly, we should be working the same amount, 8 hours a day for 4 days. Like, this Monday through Friday business, we failed. That's not it. Would you rather listen to music from the 70s or music from today? I don't like that one.
I don't think I know any music from the 70s. Do I?
Why would I care about music from the 70s if I had music from today?
So we both say music from today.
Yeah. Would you rather become someone... No. Would
Can't
you rather
read
become
it.
Someone else or stay you?
Oh, someone else like a celebrity?
Anyone.
I'll think about it. I don't know who.
I'll think about it. I mean, why would you... I mean, okay... If you
is
could
it like for a day or something?
I, no, it just says that, period.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. Ooh. I'd be Oprah for a day.
You'd be Oprah for a day?
Yeah.
If I could be Beyonce.
See, Beyonce?
Would you rather... Ooh, would you rather be Batman or Spider-Man?
Well, I just got mad. I don't even know. Wow.
You ain't never seen a Batman or Spider-Man movie, bitch. What?
I have. But I know you. I don't know why I just got so mad with that question.
You did. You played me talking about read it. Now when I read it, you interesting. I don't appreciate it.
My first mind was really finna say Spider-Man, but now I'm like, yeah, I kind of do like Batman.
Spider-Man, because Batman ain't got no real powers. He just rich.
Hey, you watch yourself.
Well, I mean, I would want to be rich, but he ain't got no real powers. He's just out there fighting crime because he want to.
Right.
He can go home.
He did Batman do what the fuck he wanna do.
He really do. I mean, so was Spider-Man. But Spider-Man, like, could
he
swing from building to building.
He got bit by that damn spider.
He did.
Batman do what he wanna do. I'll do Batman.
And Batman got that fire-ass car.
All that nice shit he had.
Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or on a broken elevator?
First of all, they both make me panic.
Right.
Ski I think lifts. That elevator gonna... Make me ill. Jesus,
I'm claustrophobic. I can't be. Yeah. I mean, but a ski lift, you're in a small space too. You just up in the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. Final Destination. Every time I think about elevators and broken, I just think about Final Destination. Ooh, Final Destination 2 when that lady got her head chopped off.
Crazy.
No thanks. I'm gonna pick a broken elevator though because I've never been on a ski lift and I'm not really sure how. I'm not. You scared of heights?
I don't think so. And then I get up there and I'm kind of like, ooh.
I'm really scared of heights.
I think I'll be okay. I don't know. I think I'm going to go. I want to get on a ski lift and be stuck up there.
Yeah, at least you got views.
Yeah.
Would you rather say everything on your mind or never speak again?
Say everything on my mind.
Everything, even if it's like raggedy?
Yeah, you know. But never speak again? Trash.
People will hate you, though, if you said everything on your mind.
People will think I'm crazy if I don't speak. You'll be silent. I got to be mute for the rest of my life. That's boring.
All right, that's fair. I don't know. Which one would I
remember the episode on Grey's Anatomy like that. That man, he had some type of tumor. He always said everything on his mouth.
Oh, yes. I do remember that episode. Nobody liked his ass.
Nobody liked his ass.
Ooh.
But at least he always could explain, like, okay, I have this fucking tumor. Or whoever he was with would explain it. So nobody would be offended.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'd be thinking heinous things about people all the time, but... say everything on my mind. I just don't know. For your birthday, would you rather receive cash or gifts?
Cash.
Okay, but Christmas time, when I told you I just wanted gift cards, you gave me hell about people who wanted gift cards.
I just like to touch new things.
What is the truth? Would you rather make a phone call or send a text? I'm interested to know that from you.
From me?
Yeah.
See, my first mind was, damn, who am I sending it to? Or who am I trying to contact? Because that's what's going to make the most difference. But what is my go-to? Am I a texter or a caller? I'm a caller.
You think
I'm a caller because I'm very impulsive. Yeah.
I'm a caller.
If I need an answer like right now, I'm going to call.
Yeah. I like to call. I really don't like texting, if we're being honest.
Yeah, cause I feel like I'm going to have to wait. And like, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Somebody, I remember I was on Tumblr and somebody was like, I wish there was a way that we could, like, say a text out loud and our phone type it out and it sends to the person and they automatically hear the text out loud and then they can speak back into the phone. And somebody was like, you just described a phone call. A phone call
you
is what
did.
You're talking about. Would you rather be the most popular person at work or school or the smartest?
Most popular or the smartest?
At school, at work, I'd rather be the smartest. At school, I'd rather be the most popular.
Oh, yeah, I wonder why they put those two together like that. I guess if you... As soon as you said work, my mom was like, why the fuck do I care if I'm popular at work?
Exactly. But I didn't see the or school part. I thought it just said work. But I guess for kids and adults.
I guess. But like you said, I like the way you put it.
Okay. Cute, cute.
I want to be the smartest at school on the low. I think everybody secretly wants to be valedictorian.
Secretly, but who's going to get there? Just one bitch. And one bitch alone. And nobody cared about that shit in high school. I just want to have fun. I didn't care. It's high school, girl. Let's see. Would you rather go to a movie alone or go to dinner alone? A movie.
Go to a movie. I did eat by myself for that one time with the Logans. I ate by myself.
In the restaurant?
It was that one time I flexed, you know, years ago.
Yeah, right, because she don't do that with me at all.
But I was like, let's go to Logan's. I sat up there and I ate my food. But that movie shit, I still haven't done that. Thought about it, but I still haven't done it.
I just feel like everybody's sitting here alone, or not alone, but everybody's sitting here doing one thing. We ain't talking to each other in this bitch, so.
That's why I want to try it. But it was one thing I've never done. I just never go to the movies by myself.
Love it.
Or I'd never eat by myself in a restaurant. But I
that looks mighty lonely.
It does.
Was you on your phone the whole time?
I was. I had my little, I think my headphones in.
Do your thing, sis. I used to eat in the dining hall alone all the time. Would you rather put a stop to war or end world hunger?
End world hunger.
Same. Would you rather spend the night in a luxury hotel room or camping by...
Luxury hotel.
Why would you even ask me
camp
that?
Camp by what?
I'm talking about camping surrounded by beautiful scenery. I don't care about that. Give me the hotel.
I do want to see all the stars in the sky one night.
I do.
I would love to see that. But I ain't staying out there.
I want to go. Right. I want
to
go.
Back to the hotel.
Exactly.
This was nice.
Order me some room service. Thank you so much. Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Ugh. Shit. They always say go with your first mind, but I shut my first mind down just now.
You were going to say space?
Yeah, I was.
The ocean. Honestly, they're both as mysterious as one another. Right. They both are so uncharted. I'm gonna go with space because we do have a general sense of what's in the ocean, but space, I don't know what the fuck is out there. Would you rather go deep sea diving or bungee jumping?
Damn.
I don't know. I keep thinking about the Fresh Prince. Bungee jumping just looks scary as hell to me. Like, no.
Such a rush.
I don't want to fall. I don't even like those rides where you go straight up and down. I don't like that shit at all. So.
Beyonce did her little bungee jump thing.
Three words, not for me.
See, I always say, you know, everybody should try it at least once.
You seen Trevor, how he smacked into the ground like that? All right. I can't have that happen.
Will you marry?
Splat. Splat. I don't know. I don't think he's supposed to be hitting the ground like that. So what you pick?
I kind of want to bungee jump one day. I can't swim. That's why anything they got to do with water kind of just a big turn off.
I feel that. Would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life? Adulthood is garbage. I wouldn't thrust nobody into this shit.
Can I be a rich adult? Dude, that's different. If I got the funds.
It is. If I got the funds, maybe. Because being an adult, you know, you don't never have to have people tell you what to do. Because when you think about it, your childhood, somebody's always telling you what the fuck to do.
Right. You can't do what you really want to do.
I hate it.
You ain't got no McDonald's money, so that's trash.
Because truthfully, when you're a kid, you ain't got no money either.
You don't. At least if you're an adult, you can do what the hell you want to do.
Oh, yeah. We always talk about, we hate it here, no?
See, now we thought about it, it's kind of like, well, you know what? I do what the fuck I want to do.
It's not great. But we always think about our childhood and how lit it was. But no, nobody wants to go back to the early 2000s. So I'm going to leave it right here. Nobody wants to go back to the late 90s. Well, somebody do, but it's not me. Would you rather go on a cruise with your friends or with your spouse?
Friends.
Really?
Yeah. You can turn the fuck up.
Okay, well, when I wanted to go with you, you acted like...
Don't stop me, huh? I think I was in love. Can you not?
Is that so?
That's exactly what that was.
Really?
But now I know better.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with my friends.
Oh, okay. First of all, I ain't going on no cruise, but...
Yes, you are. I'm going to go on one day.
No. Ooh, would you rather lose your keys or your cell phone?
Oh,
like,
bitch.
Like, imagine you trying to go, like... First of all, both are trash.
Both are trash.
But if you
can take my keys. Not take my keys. I'd rather lose my keys than my phone.
Oh, that's annoying. I did get caught up the other day. I was trying to leave my house and I couldn't find my phone to save my life. That'd be the worst. Like, when you're trying to get out of your house at a certain time and you're trying to find some shit, and it was on my shelf. And that's why I couldn't find it, because I never put my phone on my shelf. Mm-hmm. Why was it there, Kimberly? I think I would rather lose my keys.
Take my keys.
But you can locate I can't locate my keys if I lose them.
I say keys because most of us have spare keys, so I ain't gonna sweat it too bad.
Oh, that's a good point.
You ain't got no spare phone. Woo.
Huh. Good point.
Imagine being out and about, like, you know, the club and stuff, or a restaurant, and, like, losing or leaving your phone. I'll be sick.
I would be sick.
Because by the time you get to the car, it's like the first thing you reach your phone. It's like, wait a minute.
Where's my phone?
That mini heart attack?
Yes, I was just thinking about that. Ooh. A little mini heart attack when you're looking for your phone and you can't find it home. Would you rather eat a meal of cow tongue or octopus? Gross.
Octopus.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I don't want to eat the tongue of nothing.
Exactly.
That is disgusting.
Just sound tough.
My granny used to eat that. She probably still do.
Cow tongue. What is that? Gross.
A delicacy in certain countries.
Gross.
Would you rather have x-ray vision or magnified hearing? That's a good question.
Ooh, you'd be nosy with that magnified.
Could. I remember in elementary school, I won this. You remember those, like, fundraisers we used to do?
Uh-huh.
I won this spying kit. And it was like, I can't remember what it looked like, but it was like this little device. And I used to spy on Kiara. And I used to literally put the, like, headphones in and be able to hear her conversation.
Really?
Yes. It was so cool. I'm like, why would they give little kids this? You had to be a certain distance away. But I like, she would be in her room with the door closed, and I would be, like, right outside the door.
Yeah, so we would have definitely... I'll take that, because that other night we would have been able to hear that phone conversation we couldn't really hear.
That would be nice. I also don't want to see anybody nude.
Right, because we say x-ray vision, and like, I can look into somebody's purse, so it's kind of like, can I see a bitch bones? Because that's what I think when I hear x-ray. Like, oh, I can see somebody bones.
And what am I going to do with that?
And I'd rather look into your purse.
Would you rather work in a group or work alone?
Alone.
Who ever wanted to work in a group? Who wanted to
work in a group?
That is trash. Everybody did a collective groan. All right, everybody, pair up into groups. No, I don't want to. Would you rather be stuck on an island alone or with someone who talks way too much?
Island alone.
What you going to do there alone?
I don't know. Now I have to be aggravated by somebody that talks too much.
Stuck on it with Camille.
Yeah. This can talk.
Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Too cold.
I always say
something about that fucking heat. Like,
you can't escape the heat. You can escape the cold, put something on you. Heat is just heat.
Ooh.
And it's not for me. When you're old, would you rather die before or after your spouse? Jeez.
Take me before. I'm gonna be miserable.
They gonna be miserable.
But it's my question.
Rude. Would you rather have a cook or a maid? Ooh. A cook?
A maid.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel like cleaning up.
Girl. Oh, I hate cooking.
I can manage with the food. It's just help me clean up.
I can clean. Just help me cook.
I don't want to clean.
I don't want to cook nothing. We asked this question. I asked you this question not too long ago. I said, would you prefer a chef or a driver? You said a driver.
I did. I don't want to be driving.
What you got against the chefs?
You got nothing against the chef. I think when you say that question again, now I kind of lean it towards the cook. I just thought it'd be cool to have somebody who could drive me around.
You're like, you wasted so much time driving, girl.
I could really be on my phone right now, but I got to drive. Got to focus.
Ma'am.
You know, other people's lives. Sorry.
All right, stay.
All right, stay here.
I just want somebody to cook. Like, just cook me whatever I want. Like, that is a dream to me.
That is.
I ain't never gonna cook again. What? Would you rather be the youngest sibling or the oldest?
Youngest.
Why?
So you like to take care of me.
I kind of like being among the oldest. But you're right. I don't want somebody to take care of me. Because being the oldest is kind of trash. They expect more out of you.
They do.
I don't like it.
Not fair.
Would you rather get rich through hard work or through winning the lottery? Mom, who wants to get rich through hard work? No, who said?
We've been working hard our whole lives.
Please point me to the bitch who wants to get rich for doing work. No one. Everyone would rather be rich with nothing. Like, don't nobody want to do that. And if you say hard work, you're lying. I don't believe you.
You're a liar.
Would you rather have a 10-hour dinner with a headstrong politician from an opposing party or a 10-hour concert from a group you hate?
What group do I hate?
Or 10 hours of a Keisha Cole concert or something. No, I like Keisha Cole. Let me not do her like that. Who do I hate?
A politician?
Yeah.
I mean, I can easily sit there and ignore you.
I don't want to talk to no damn Republican. I don't want that. I guess, but 10 hours, even if a bitch I hate, I don't think it would be that's a long time.
That's a long time.
That is a long time to be listening to somebody play music. I feel like even from an artist I hate, I'm going to like at least one of their songs.
I'll do the concert.
I'm never going to like anything Republican girls.
At all.
I'm going to go with that. Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner? I'm going to give you the Peace Prize.
You know what I want to know? Do they both involve a chick? Or
girl!
No, like, do you get paid?
No, actually, I'm pretty sure they do. Maybe depending on who you are.
Because see, I was going to say, I'll take whichever one getting a check.
Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize. But if you did either one of those things, likely you're already rich.
This is true.
Let's see. Do you get money for winning?
Right. Gold medals and Nobel Peace Prize.
We're
not like a bad bitch. Be like, oh yeah, I want a Nobel Peace Prize.
I know. That means you did something like of importance. Like you did something that was globally impactful.
Right. I'll take that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, too. Would you rather have a desk job or an outdoor job?
Desk. I ain't going outside.
Ooh. Would you rather live at the top of
you didn't answer.
Oh, I thought it was clear that I'd rather have a desk job. What the fuck? What am I doing? That's why I laugh like that, because duh. Would you rather live at the top of a tall NYC apartment building or at the top of a mountain? Okay, so if I live at the top of an NYC building, I'm rich.
Hello?
So I'm going to go with that.
That sounds better. That mountain shit sounds like I got to go outside and do stuff.
Hello? Ooh. Sounds like lodging.
I got to go milk a goat or something. Not fun.
Would you rather be proposed to in private or in front of family and friends?
Family and friends.
Private. Don't embarrass me.
Why would it be embarrassing?
Don't embarrass me. I don't like attention. Keep it at home, sweetheart.
Propose to Kim in front of everybody. Please.
Do not. Do that shit at your own risk. You're going to be told no. Don't embarrass yourself.
Don't be this way.
Don't embarrass yourself like that. If you know anything about me, don't do it. Would you rather have to sew all your clothes or grow your own food? I want to grow my own food because that means sewing, first of all, is very hard. And growing my own food can't be anything but good for me, right?
Girl. Kim, let's talk about that plant that you keep killing.
First
in your
of all,
home.
Why are you exposing me like so, that? If I had the conditions to grow my own garden, don't be this way.
If we had to grow our own food, would we all be starving? I would probably be starving. Because I think my crops would die. And I don't like all the vegetables like
you're
that. Anyway,
okay, so. Granted, first of all, you have to take into consideration that you know how to do both of those things very well. Come on now.
We could I'd rather customize my clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, poo. I'm gonna grow my own food. Feel like close to the earth. I'm gonna feel pure. I am and close to the earth. Would you rather hear the good news first or the bad news first?
Bad news.
Why?
I always say give me bad news, so hopefully that good news is good enough to make me forget about the bad news.
That's true. Nobody want to hear bad news after.
Right. You just told me something good, and now you gotta tell me something bad.
Right. You're spoiling the good news. Would you rather be your own boss or work for someone else?
Boss.
Who wants to work for others?
Who wants to work for somebody else? Would you want to work for Beyonce? See? It don't matter who it is. It's like, who wants to work for somebody else?
No. I mean, if I have to work for somebody, I would prefer to work for Beyonce. But if I have the option to work for myself, no.
You think she's a fun boss?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. She'd probably take her shit very seriously. Can you imagine trying to be her assistant or something? That must be a high stressful job.
Whew.
Or a high-stress job. That must be so intense. Would you rather have nosy neighbors or noisy neighbors?
Nosy. I don't care about you being in my business. fuck are you worried about me for? But that, no, that noisy shit, bitch, I'm ready to fight.
But I feel like if you nosy, you'll be all over here trying to, like, just ease your way into my home. And
I'm like, oh, I saw you had a new friend over here. Right, mind your fucking business, doll. Mind your fucking business, bitch.
Like, I don't like that.
But to hear your music playing all night or to hear you outside arguing or whatever it is you're doing, that's so fucking annoying. Oh, yeah. No.
You're right. I'd rather have a nosy neighbor.
I heard that dog barking when I came to your house the other day, and I was like, this is that dog Kim was talking about.
Yes, Jesus.
Now, that lady who lived downstairs with the dog and the cat, that dog will never make no noise. Mm-mm. Is it deaf? Like, what's wrong with her dog?
I don't know, but her pets are very well-behaved. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Would you rather be on a survival reality show or a dating game show?
Dating game.
Yeah, survival. I've watched a few of those things.
Would you ever go on Fear Factor?
Hell no. I used to love Fear Factor, but them people used to be, I'm not, like, okay, I don't mind, you know, walking in the air over some, you know, big body of water, but what I'm not going to do is eat bull testicles. Like, I'm not doing that, and y'all can't make me.
And then you got to think with the dating shit, it's like, okay, I got to kiss a lot of people, or I got to fight bitches, or what nigga I like, would you go on that show Love is Blind?
I've never seen it. I don't even know the premise of it. What is it about?
A bunch of people who didn't know each other kind of got to, like, these quiet or, like, mystery dating rooms. They never saw each other. Really? So you got to really get to like somebody for who they are.
Oh.
And then some people literally fall in love, I guess, and they propose to each other, like, legit propose.
Really?
After you got proposed to, y'all could finally see each other.
Oh, Jesus. Exactly. So what if you didn't choose each other? Like, what if you didn't fall in love? What happened?
I don't know what happened to those other people. That's just crazy.
Oh. So so the story just follows the people who actually did.
Yeah, and that's not, I don't know if that's to say that the other people never fell in love with somebody, or they just, maybe that's saving that for part two or something, but I don't know. It was weird.
That's when it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I probably missed a big old part, because maybe those people didn't fall in love, and that's why they're not on the show anymore, but I thought it was so weird.
I just remember Flavor of Love being messy, because when I think of dating game shows, that's the first show
that's what I think of.
That's the OG.
Like, all us kissing is the same, nigga. But that's why I want to think about Love is Blind. Would you go on something like that? Could you? Is Love Blind? You can fall in love with somebody without seeing them? I feel like you could, but is it really safe?
Yeah, I was going to say, you could, but, like, is it worth it? Because I need to know, like, I don't think anything substitutes, like, in-person chemistry. Like, you might have a great personality, but if there's no, like, if I'm not sexually attracted to you, physically attracted to you, if I don't feel any chemistry with you, then it's just not going to work. So I don't know if there's a point in falling in love with a bitch you ain't ever seen. It reminded me of something I was going to say. You know what it makes me think about? You remember those shows on MTV, like Next and Parental Control? Please tell me you're not talking about Room Raiders. Yes.
I think I had Parental Control.
You remember Room Raiders?
They would go in people's houses.
Yes, they would search their bedroom to find out if they were, like, dating material. They wanted to go on a date. And then I remember Next was the one where they would, like, line those girls or guys on a bus. And then they would, like, each person would come out of the bus. The person who they were trying to date would see them. And they would either keep the date going or they would nix them.
Ooh,
so really? Some people would get right off the bus and they'd be like, next!
That's so rude, because my feelings would be so hurt if I got off the bus and he was like, oh, next. Damn, bitch, give me a chance.
I'm like, that is so mean. The people who would get right off the bus and the person would be just like, next.
It's because they didn't, like, they were ugly to them?
Yes.
Oh, no.
They were not attracted to them. Because what else do you have to go off?
Wait, you had to say that to their face, like, yes. Next?
You have to say it out loud, like, next. And it would be so embarrassing when the person would get right back on the bus. Like, well, he wasn't for me, guy.
Damn.
And at the end, you would either take a second date with the person or you would take the money. I think every minute you spent on the date is the amount of money you would get. So sometimes the girls would, like, avenge, you know, the other girls on the bus and, like, take the money. And then sometimes they'd go on a second date and the other girls on the bus talk shit. Poor guys. Ooh, that used to be a messy ass show.
Now, with Parental Control, was that the one where the parents didn't like the boyfriend or girlfriend?
Right. And they were, auditioning on new dates. Oh, that was a good show.
Oh, because the person who they was dating had to watch it with the parents.
Yes. Messy boots. Money.
Could you date someone whose parents didn't like you?
No.
That's not fun.
It's not. I just thought about, would you rather be too busy or be too bored?
I'd rather be too busy. I would rather be too busy.
First of all, I read the question totally wrong.
I was going to answer it wrong just now.
Would you rather be too busy or be bored? You would rather be too busy, you say?
Yeah, I don't want to be bored.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Being bored is not fun. But being too busy is not fun either. It I always feel like a chicken with my head cut off. Oh, yeah.
Gotta go here. Gotta fix this. Gotta get this done. Oh, gotta wash my clothes. Oh, who gotta do my hair?
I would feel so...
Time just be flying right away from you.
I don't like it.
But being bored?
I know, that's even worse. But now I feel like grown bored is different than kid bored. Grown bored.
What's grown bored?
Grown bored, you like you said, you can just do whatever you want. Kid bored, you can only do so much. Mm-hmm. Would you rather watch the big game at home or live at the stadium?
The big game. Live at the stadium.
I don't even like games like that. I'm going to go with at home in the comfort of my own home with my snacks.
I think they both could be fun.
They could. You're right. I ain't gonna do stadium.
Watching game. But see, my mind don't. It's not thinking stadium. It's thinking like at a bar. Like.
No, somewhere. Ma'am. Like that's no, in the heat. Fun. At the Jaguar. But,
like, yeah, like at the stadium. Like, oh, outside?
What's that name called now? Is it still the Everbank? Or is it new?
I guess technically it is. A TIA Bank
stadium. Oh, now. That's right. Yeah, no, not
so,
yeah. Me.
Bar, yes. Outside, no. House, yes. So you for that one, I'll give me house.
Bar didn't go, no. Where did bar come from?
I made an option.
Or stadium.
We're going to. Kim was supposed to take me to watch a basketball game at Buffalo Wild Wings back in 2017. And we have never gone.
No, we didn't. And now we can't go. Playoffs supposed to be going on right now, but Corona snatched it from us. Would you rather spend the day with your favorite athlete or favorite movie star? Do you have a favorite athlete?
I could find one.
I would rather spend. Well, I really want to spend the day with him. I'm good with movies.
I could figure someone out, but I guess movie star.
Like there, I mean, you play great sports, but you're not that interesting. I won't talk to you.
My mind went automatically to men because I was picturing a date in my head. So I'm kind of like, who am I going to date with?
See, the athlete is married, so it's like there's no point anywhere with you.
That's not.
Not fun at all. Movie star. I don't know. I just feel like I could.
See, I was thinking Idris, but again, he's married.
Also
so.
Married. I don't know. I'm going to go with movie star, though. Would you rather live where it is constantly winter or constantly summer? Summer.
Ugh.
I mean, summer is hot, but winter is hell.
Yeah.
Real winter?
Real winter. Not this Florida
right,
shit.
Right. Not this Florida winter. Oh, God. Can you imagine living somewhere where it snows nonstop?
Who wants that?
Ain't nobody trying to live in Antarctica.
I need to see snow. Am I going to see snow this year?
No shit, probably.
First of all.
If the apocalypse comes.
Kim's birthday is supposed to go to a cabin somewhere.
We are not going anywhere. Hell no. I don't think so. Who knows? The United States get its shit together by then. Would you rather always be too late or too early?
Too early.
Yikes.
Which is my life.
You do show up everywhere early.
Because I like, especially like at the wedding, I wasn't like super early, but I was definitely on time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much nicer to see everybody come in mm-hmm. versus being the last one in.
And everybody Jesus. Looking at you come in.
Everybody looking at me now.
I have to agree with that. I cannot.
So I think that's why I kind of like to come early to everything. Because I want to see everybody come in. I don't want y'all looking at me while I come in.
Right. You don't need to make an entrance? Not really. Really?
Y'all going to see me.
You give me likes to make an entrance.
It's my birthday of home.
Yeah, if it's about you.
If it's somebody else's thing.
I understand. Would you rather have unlimited gift cards to a restaurant or a clothing store?
Clothing store.
Restaurant.
Give me the clothes.
All the fucking food I can eat.
Give me the clothes.
You can only buy so many clothes. You can never buy too much food because you're always going to need to eat.
That's true. And in every restaurant, imagine I'm a Ruth Chris gift card. Speaking of, if I could taste my food, I would have wanted to get that shit, but
I know. You being under the weather is killing our vibes.
My coronavirus.
I really was thinking you was going to be like, bitch, do not name that episode that.
I thought it was so funny.
It's like, oh, yay, she's fun. Would you rather date someone you met online or go on a blind date?
Online. I'm scared of blind dates.
Because if it's online, I know something about you. Yeah. Blind dates, I don't know anything about you. You could be a troll. You could be a serial killer. You could be anybody.
Has anybody ever tried to set you up on a blind date?
Yes.
I'm scared.
Oh, you set me up on a blind date. What are you talking about?
I did. Yes. I guess that counts.
Yes, that counts. Even though I knew him already.
You did. You did.
It counts.
But then that do really count.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted us to go speed dating. That's a million blind dates.
That just sounds so fun. Mm-mm.
No, it won't be me, baby.
Blind fucking date.
So you said online?
Yeah, online.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Would you rather your kids wear a uniform to school? This is a good question for you. Or a clothing of their choice. Of your choice.
Uniform, please.
Yeah, I guess it is easier.
It's easier. It really does.
I hated wearing uniforms.
Me as well. But now that I know what I know.
Honestly, it was uniforms. Best for me. Would you rather have many good friends or one very best friend? Good question, huh?
So you can have a lot of good friends.
Yeah, lots of outings or only one bitch.
I'm gonna go with many because I don't want to get tired or annoy that one bitch that I have. So I'm gonna go with many.
Okay. Quantity over quality.
They said good, many good friends.
Yeah.
Or one
very best friend.
One very best friend.
So if you have no best friend, but you have a lot of good friends. I guess think of your like who you would consider a good friend, and multiply that bitch by five.
I told you I've always wanted like a group of friends mm-hmm. to like always do stuff with. So I was like, kind of like have a group of friends or have that one good friend. I think they're all good friends. Mm-hmm. Would you just rather have one or would you have many? I like options.
But what if you, okay, so what if you, like stuff that you could talk about with your best friend, you can't talk about with your good friends. Like there are levels to it. So it's like, would you need the person to, you know, really let loose to, or do you want a bunch of surface level friends that are good friends, but not deep friends?
I don't know. The pressure.
I don't know. It's a good question because I don't know either. Would I rather have... I'm not a out kind of, because I understand what you're saying, but I don't really need to go out. So I'm going to pick one very best friend.
One very best friend. And that's fair.
Let's see. Would you rather live in Antarctica?
Nope.
We pretty much answered this question. Would you rather live in Antarctica or the Sahara Desert? It's hot as hell in the Sahara Desert.
But it's cold as fuck in Antarctica. Like, you can't win for losing.
It's funny because technically they're both deserts.
I don't want to live either, so...
Somebody told me, I'm pretty sure Sahara means desert, so it's desert. That's technically the name. Okay, so which one you go with?
Neither.
So would you rather, don't do that, I don't know, I'm gonna go with Antarctica, because I know what it's like to live in the heat, and I don't know, maybe Antarctica.
Which one's gonna give me the best pictures?
The Sahara.
I was thinking that, desert pictures. Doesn't sound bad.
Would you rather be able to take back anything you say or hear every conversation around you? The first.
Take back what I say or hear everything around me? But you said the first one?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be able to take back what I said.
Oh, like something mean?
Mm-hmm. Who? I don't care about other people.
Don't have a conscience.
I don't want to hear what everybody
else
is talking
about. But I'm nosy.
That's right. See, and you're going to slip up and hear some shit you don't want to hear, and that's what I'd be afraid of.
Sometimes you gotta hear that shit.
No, I'm afraid.
So I can act according. You know what? Let me hear everything around me.
All right.
If that's I ain't taking that shit. Bitch. I said what I said.
Ooh. Would you rather be 4 feet, 5 inches, or 7'7"?
The first one.
Me too. I was really thinking about it too. Like, would I rather be?
I don't want to be super tall.
I don't want to be super short though.
Listen.
I guess I'm a girl and I can kind of get away. If I was a man, I would want to be 7'7".
If I was so tall.
It is, but you can play basketball. You can do something with that. What you going to do with that if you a guy at 4'5"?
Short men, I'm so sorry for y'all.
I'd rather be, because I'm a girl, I'd rather be 4'5". Would you rather be poor and work at a job you love or rich and work at a job you hate? I know.
You go first.
You know, a few years ago, don't nobody tell my daddy I said this, but I said I'd rather be poor and work in a job I love. And honestly, no job is like, I don't love any job. If you make it a job, I'm not going to love it. That's just how I feel. Like, I just don't feel like jobs are meant to be loved. I feel like they're meant to be tolerated. Hobbies are meant to be loved. So I would rather be rich because that's what's going to get me ahead in this life. Okay. Right. And I'll find other ways to satisfy myself.
Imagine hating your job. Because we've all had a job we've hated. Mm-hmm.
That's true. And we don't hate our jobs right now. Like, we don't hate our jobs. Mm-hmm. So
that job I had before this job, I hated that job. So I'm just thinking, okay, what if I was rich and working there still? Could I be able to handle that?
Yeah, could you?
No, oh, God, that's how bad I hated it. It's like, oh, bitch, I'm not going to answer this question. I would really have to coach myself every day, like, bitch, you rich as fuck, but you hate this shit.
And that's where you spend the majority of your time, too, so that's a good point.
Would I be able to mentally handle that? Because, see, now that you say that. What you want to do outside of the job, it's kind of like, okay, can I handle that? I mean, come to work every day, because like you say, you spend most of your time there.
Hate every second of it. Hate
every second of it. Just like
how much money would you have to earn on that job for you to still do it?
Oh, bitch. I don't know.
Cause like you know what you was making for it, you would agree wasn't worth it at all.
Worth it at all.
So how much would they have to give you for it to be worth it?
Back then, I probably would have been happy with like $18 an hour. Like that would make me shut up. Uh-huh. Knowing what I know now, bitch. You gotta pay me like $80,000.
Okay,
y'all gotta pay me.
Racks, home. Would you rather have your flight? Oh, fuck!
You know I've never been on a plane.
I know, but listen, would you rather have your flight delayed by 8 hours or lose your luggage? Oh,
oh my God! Delay me. Don't delay lose my me. Shit. Don't Just
lose
delay me.
Losing luggage, I'm honestly terrified of that.
What if you never get it back?
You honestly could never get it back. And if your luggage is not locked. Because some people will tell you, like, people who do international travel, people who travel frequently, they have locks on their luggage. But most people don't travel with locks. So if you don't have locks on your luggage and it's stuck somewhere, your stuff is gone. Like, that's it. Or if you, like, imagine we flying to, like, I don't know, Rome or some shit. And the airline, oh, we lost your luggage. So you in Rome with nothing.
Nothing. Trash. That's your whole trip. No pictures. No date night outfit. Like... Everything is gone.
None of your makeup, none of your hair stuff, nothing. Nothing.
Only the clothes you wore in the airport. And you better hope you was looking at least half decent, which most people are not, right?
No.
You just kind of going there with whatever. So, trash. Just delay me.
Yeah, 8 hours is like, oh my God, because flight delays are awful. When you expect to be on that plane and out of here, and they say, oh, your flight's delayed 3 hours. Excuse me? What? But you can leave the airport. 8 hours, that's enough time to leave the airport and come back. You don't have to spend all that time in the airport.
Where are we going to go, Kim? I got to get on the plane.
I don't know. Where are we going to go? Ooh, Camille said, let's go to California. You was like, ooh.
I'm like, ooh. Girl. You know something.
Talking about let's go to California. I thought that was so funny. Would you rather be in your pajamas all day or a suit all day?
Look at me now. Pajamas.
Who the hell want to be in a suit?
A suit.
Trash.
Imagine if you had to, we all had to work like that in the office. Like, you had to, like, dress up.
When they switched to everyday being jeans day, girl, I was so happy. So happy.
That's what we want.
I will never forget that time. They sent, was it Jackie? Jackie and Raina, they sent them home for having on jeans when it wasn't jeans day.
Trash.
First of all,
Is it really that serious?
Who's you really gonna in here? Send me home from my job because I got jeans on? Like, really? And talking about they had to take their lunch early to do it. No. No. Would you rather have your first child at 18 or 40?
Oh my God. Give me 40 though.
40. Let me live my life.
Yeah, let me live.
Ooh, would you rather, this is a good one. Would you rather spend the next year tax exempt or have 1 month paid vacation?
Oh, anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. That sounds promising.
Or not pay any taxes next year.
Hmm. You first.
You with taxes.
I have shop taxes before, and it is quite lovely.
Like, not even paying income taxes either.
Oh, like that too. Mm-hmm. We'll deep into this. Okay, we'll go with that one.
Yeah, that sounds promising. Real promising. Would you rather have the best house in a bad neighborhood or the worst house in a good neighborhood? We was talking about this when you around the time you was buying your house.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Homeowner.
Oh, God. The best house in a bad neighborhood or just a... Ooh. It's kind of hard. You know, location matters.
It does. That's but the worst house in a good neighborhood. I mean, you could always fix that up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can change your house. You can't change the neighborhood around you.
You cannot. That's what I'm saying. Especially when you got to think about a time to sell.
Right.
Nobody want to live in your neighborhood. You know, live in the area that you live in. You kind of in trouble.
Okay. I think this could be our last one. There's so many on here. We should do this again sometime. Okay. Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all?
Y'all can gossip about me.
Expound on that. Why would you rather be talked about
versus never talked about at all. Press, like, constantly gossiped about it. All right.
But it don't need more press. You know. What they say? Not all. What they say?
Not all good press. Not all press is good press.
Yeah, they do say that. I feel like not talked about at all. They said if you don't have no haters, you ain't doing something right. So, you know, y'all can talk about me.
Okay, that's, you know what? When you put it like that, I would go with that. I kind of want to do this one, too, because this one sounds fun. Would you rather go without TV or junk food for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God. No. You know what? I'm going to go with, I'd rather go without, wait, which one am I trying to say? Because I just cut my cable, so I'm thinking TV, I think cable.
No, no, not cable, girl. Not cable. You was in here watching Family Guy just a few minutes ago.
I was.
No Hulu, no Netflix, oh, no HBO, no nothing.
Nothing. But no junk food? I like junk food.
I know. I love me some Oreos.
Kim just ate a Rice Krispie treat.
I sure did. But what am I going to eat when I watch TV?
Exactly. They go hand in hand.
They do. I need my shows.
I like TV, though.
I do. I need to watch something now.
I want to watch Game of Thrones.
What do they do before TVs? Mm-hmm. Honestly, the junk food will just, you know, make me unhealthy. So.
Right. We'll let go of the junk food.
But don't nobody want to watch TV and eat fucking celery sticks.
Over here eating fruit.
I guess I'll go with the junk food, though. And that's all we have, folks. We're definitely going to do this again because there are so many. And I had a good time. I don't know. Mo, did you have a good time?
I did. I'm glad you found that little site. Could this be a drinking game? Like, how could you turn this into a drinking game?
I feel like we have... conversation. What was it about last time you asked me that?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't know. I think you thinking of have I ever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We do have this conversation a lot.
Yeah. You just want to drink.
I just want to drink.
Never have I ever. Maybe we should do that one day. I don't know. It'd get kind of scandalous. So if you want to get scandalous one day.
Yeah.
What you got? What look are you out here?
I still just got crowned.
Oh, you drank all that Hennessy.
Yes, we did.
We did. So good. All right, folks, you can find us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. You can find us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I am Kimberly Latrice. Mo is HeyPrettyLady_. I think that's all we have. Be safe. Try to stay inside. Get a mask if you can. I don't know, Mo, do you have anything else to say?
I got nothing.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.